This is Vision View Sports Radio.
There's a very difficult conversation we must have because of the details around this conversation and the legalities of it all. It's a very sensitive conversation. So as we learned, myself and producer Liam, very recently on Monday, in fact, that there is an ongoing court case which involves a former PSL coach, or current PSL coach rather, who's been accused of raping his 16-year-old daughter. And in keeping, of course, with that court case, there has been protests planned for December the 3rd by Free World Initiative. On the phone line with us at this moment, we are joined by Free World Initiative founder Lebogang Motau, who will share, of course, more on this case and that protest planned for the 3rd. Lebogang, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a sad day when we have to talk about such things that are happening. It is a sad reality of South Africa.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Sad indeed. But these are conversations that we need to have because this can't keep happening. And I hope that this stands as a we don't accept this. And we stand, of course, with you in your protest and in all your actions as we hope that justice is done very swiftly. So take us through this case, Lebogang. We know that it involves a current PSL coach and his 16-year-old daughter. What do you know about it?
Okay. So the incident happened last year. The couple had been divorced, but they had an amicable divorce. So the mother had no issue when the father said he's coming over to visit. This happened in her residence. It was on his birthday, actually. So I guess he felt that he deserved a little birthday present by taking his daughter by force, which is disgusting and sad. It happened at late night in her room. And the mom was sleeping at the time, unfortunately. And the incident happened. And after that, the gentleman, I can't even call him a gentleman, the perpetrator said to his daughter that if she had to report the case or tell anyone about the incident, he would kill himself. So that was the initial threat that he gave. She kept quiet about the incident. This happened last year on the 6th of November. She kept quiet about the incident, but her actions changed. She started becoming withdrawn, and that's what the mother noticed. And every time the mom tried to send her home, to his home, to anything that was happening in the home, they are from KZN, his family from KZN, she would decline, and she became quite angry about the situation and told her mom, ask him, until the mom actually started pushing, because she saw that the daughter had changed drastically. And she opened up to her mom, and a case was opened, and it was reported. He was held in a holding cell for 3 days and granted bail. His bail condition was that he had to have absolutely no contact with the young woman or the family or anyone that she knows, any of her friends. He has broken the jail of the bail conditions, and yet he is still walking around freely. So this is what is happening. On the 3rd of December, we are, because as FWI, we are highly involved in the situation, we are going back to court to see whether he can get arrested for what he has done.
Yeah, Lebogang, so maybe just give us a timeline with regards to court proceedings. Since bail was set last year and his eventual release, has he been back in court since then?
So things have been a bit slow due to COVID restrictions and that. The court case was not last year, it was this year. She reported the case this year, mid-year. So he was arrested for 3 days, and after that he went for the bail hearing where he was granted bail. And now we've got the date for the 3rd.
Okay. Are you in contact with the family as an individual,
yes,
as part of Free World? Okay. So maybe now's a good point for you to tell us what the Free World Initiative is all about and why you felt or how you got involved in this particular case.
Fantastic. So Free World Initiative is an organization that is trying to work with communities to raise responsible men in hopes of ending gender-based violence and femicide. So we are taking a different approach in that constantly we are telling women, do not resist, do not walk on your own. We are constantly giving women instructions or suggestions on how to keep themselves safe, yet nobody is directing these to the men to tell them that, no, you do not need to rape. We have found that studies have shown that the more that women become empowered, the more violent men are becoming. Therefore, something needs to be done with the men. We need to re-educate men on toxic masculinity. We need to re-educate men on how to treat a woman. We just need we need a lot of work to be done around men and changing a man's mindset on what he feels he deserves and what he feels he can just take from a woman. So that's the perspective that FWI takes. We would like to change the narrative and start making men active agents of change, getting men involved, getting men calling out other men. Because we can say 1 in 4 women get raped. You know, that is the statistics in South Africa. Yet no man, if you ask him, will say they know a rapist. So this needs to change. We need to break this boy code, and we need men to start standing up and saying, no, this is not okay, and calling other men out. And that is why it is amazing that an organization like Vision World, that is a sports related, that is predominantly male followed, is standing up and saying no. We as FWI were contacted by a mutual friend of the family a few months ago to let us know about what had happened and asked that we join, not only in setting up the protest, but we have been providing some support, especially to the mom who is, because the young lady is still a minor, she is front and center in terms of this case, and she's the one who is doing most of the work to try and get justice for her daughter. So we are in communications with her to try and help her out and provide support to the family. But most importantly, what we are trying to do as FWI is get as much noise around the situation so that justice can be served. We feel that too often these situations are swept under the rug, and we know in terms of our statistics in South Africa, only 1 in 9 cases are reported, and out of those, almost 8.6% of the perpetrators are actually convicted. So our rape statistics and our conviction rates are so low that now we are saying we do need society, we do need people to stand up and say to the justice system that this is not okay. What is happening within the so-called justice system is it's appalling. We need more. We need our survivors to get more support. We need our survivors to get the justice that they deserve and they need. So that is where FWI has come in. We have also tried to include PSL. We have been communicating with some of the legends who have been checking on their schedule, because they too are saying that no, enough is enough. And they want to be involved in this movement, which we are calling hashtag Daddy, Don't Rape Me Daddy.
Okay, so you've spoken to PSL and some legends. Generally, how has your communication been received at PSL headquarters?
With the PSL, we haven't gotten anything back, which is highly disappointing. You know, there is this boys club mentality there around it, and often perpetrators are protected, which we have seen when there are cases of gender-based violence in clubs. It gets swept under the rug. It gets paid off so quickly that it is sad. So we are calling out on PSL to say that, no, they need to say something. They need to do something. Having just a billboard at games saying no excuses or T-shirts is not enough. You know, they now need to stand up and punish the perpetrators. We need to have suspensions during court cases so that these people can see, if we can call them people, they can see that it is not okay. In terms of the legends that we have been speaking to, we have been having some good reception. They are saying that enough is enough. We've spoken to some former players. We've spoken to Lovers. We've spoken to Lucas Radebe, Henrique Bana, Brian Baloyi, Lucky. These are the few that have said that they are just going to check their schedule because they would love to be a part of the protest on the 3rd. And we're just waiting for them to see if they don't have anything clashing on those days. So in terms of the legends, we are getting some good receptions. We're hoping to get a few more. The Jabulani Foundation has also come on board saying that they are going to call on other legends, as you know, ex-players as well, to see how much support that they can provide on the day. So that is how far we have gotten with PSL.
Okay, before we get more details about the protest planned on the 3rd, I have to ask about what kind of help is Free World Initiative giving the victim of this horrendous crime? Has there been conversations, possibly some counseling of some sort that's been organized for her? I just want to know what's happening on her end.
So we are definitely available to her, but we are also respecting her space. She is currently in matric. She's writing her matric exams, and she has asked that she is still processing. She has gone into a bit of a shell in a cave, which is understandable. Most survivors take on victim guilt, and they try and understand what happens to them, especially something that, you know, if it's something that happened with somebody you don't know, it's difficult enough. Now, this is her own father, and she's working through the guilt of the fact that he has threatened to kill himself. He has asked what will happen to his other children if he is arrested and he doesn't have a job. So he has been emotionally blackmailing her. But as SWI, we have been providing that support. We are there for her as well as a mom. She is getting counseling. We were fortunate that she is also, she does, unlike other victims who cannot afford the lawyer service, the mother has gone out and has gotten some assistance in terms of legal assistance. So the case is being handled professionally, legally. Just to give you a few of the stats in South Africa, most of the time, 82% of the time, actually worldwide, a rape will happen by somebody known to the victim. So that is part of the reason that it becomes so difficult for the victim to move from victim to survivor. And there is a shift, you know. When you're still in the victim stage, it's still very painful, it still hurts. Everything is a memory. This young girl sometimes has to go and sleep in her mom's room because she's still afraid of sleeping in her own room. Her mom is actually currently trying to sell the property because there is so much of the memory of that day that is attached to that house. It is something that perpetrators don't even think about. For them, it's a quick release, but for a victim, this is a lifetime that gets changed. The young girl is no longer trying to apply for university for next year. Her mom has said she's become so withdrawn. She spends most of her time on her own. She hardly wants to talk to anyone. You know, even to her sister, it is quite difficult for her to talk about what happened. So this is what the victim is going through, but we have been providing support when needed and where needed.
Yeah, these are, it's difficult. Even just listening to your account of where she's at mentally right now, I can only sympathize and imagine what kind of trauma that must feel like when someone you trust comes in and violates your space and violates you in that type of way. So the protest is planned for the 3rd of December. We know that there's some former soccer players, legends of the game, who could potentially be involved. What else can you tell us about that protest that's been planned? Some of the details, if individuals are listening to this right now and want to get involved and maybe even join that protest, please tell us more.
So the first concern that lots of people ask is whether it is a legal protest. Yes, it is. We do have authorization and permission from the court to protest in front of the Randburg Court on the 3rd of December from 8 o'clock. We are also going to be live streaming it because we do need, like I said, we need as much noise. We need as much awareness around situations like this so that it makes it more difficult for the perpetrators and people with money just to sweep this under the rug. So there is a live streaming that will be taking place from the protest on the 3rd. We have called out on some of the other organizations that are well known within the space who have said they are standing up and they will be there on the day. One of them being the Slut Walk that does state that independent of what you're wearing, you don't have a right to be raped, which goes with a big passion of SWI. We did last year exhibition that states what we were wearing, which was showing that all the different things that people rape victims were wearing during their rape, just to show that and bust the myth that it is not what you're wearing that makes you get raped. It's actually being in the company of a rapist that gets you raped. So Slut Walk has become involved into that in terms of the organization. Like I said, JMS is becoming involved, which works around soccer players and also getting victims and support and providing education. We have called out on a few others. Enrique Banner is associated and works with WAWA, which is against women abuse. It works against women abuse. So we also are pulling up on them to come through on the day. So those are the organizations that are involved. We are welcoming other members of the community to come and join us. We've also got Deep Sleep, an organization in Deep Sleep that is also coming, that works with victims. Peers has also come on board in terms of just coming and backing us up and saying enough is enough. that no one should be next, and also calling out on adults to protect our children, because often these things that are happening within the homes, we've got a long culture in South Africa of the perpetrator being protected, umalume, you know, the uncle being protected, who has raped the victim, and the child needs to keep quiet to protect the family name. So we are calling out and saying, no, it's enough. We've got the MEC of Safety, Faith Mabuza, who has also promised that there will be a team that will be there on the day. So fortunately, this time, government is also standing up and saying, no, enough is enough, and that is what we need. We need as much support as possible there on the day in terms of numbers, in terms of voices, in terms of retweeting, so that it is, we need this to be out there so that they cannot sweep this under the rug. Too often, these cases are just swept under the rug. They don't even see your court. So this is what we need to make a noise about. We need it out there. We need justice for our daughter. That's what we say. She has become our daughter, all of us. I also have a daughter, and I am fighting to make sure that my own daughter is never involved in a situation like this, and nobody else's daughter, as a rape survivor myself, nobody else's daughter has to go through what I've been through and what this young lady has been through. So this is what this is the main focus of this protest. We want to say enough is enough, and stricter sentences need to be held. Perpetrators need to be held accountable. It is not okay that perpetrators are being let out. It is not okay because, like we're saying, this perpetrator hasn't even broken his bail conditions. He has still contacted the victim. He has still tried to keep the family quiet. He has blackmailed the mother who has put out the case. So the fact that these perpetrators are not being arrested, the fact that these perpetrators are not, as soon as you put in a report, that's what we're fighting for. As soon as a young woman reports a case, these people need to be jailed. They should be put in a position of proving their innocence instead of a victim having to prove their innocence, which is the case right now in South Africa. A victim is put in a situation that they have to prove the fact that they got raped. And that needs to stop. It is enough right now.
Yo, we'll leave it there, yeah? Thank you so much for coming on and letting us into what's happening with regards to this matter. It's a difficult conversation to have, yeah, but it's necessary because we can't ignore things like this. We need to speak about them and continue and consistently share the message in which you've shared throughout this interview, that this is wrong and it has to stop. Yeah, so we appreciate your time. Maybe lastly, you can just let us know before we let you go, how can we get involved with the organization or for the protest on that day? Is it just come as you are, or is there a process that has to happen before that, given COVID-19 and all the regulations?
Yes, so we are asking everyone that comes to wear their masks.
Okay, of course.
We will be giving out t-shirts for the people that do arrive, just to show some support and show that you are with us. People who do not get a t-shirt, we are asking that they wear their ribbons, or we will also be handing out ribbons. So the ribbon that we will be wearing is a purple, which is domestic violence, that is, but with a turquoise, which is for sexual violence. So we do want to call as much awareness around sexual violence that is happening, especially in South Africa. Like I said, 8 out of 10 rapes are committed by somebody we know. So all the myths that we have been putting out on how to keep safe don't help us, you know. And also just calling out on the South African Police Service, too often are we getting victims who are saying, I tried to call beforehand, I tried to report the case, and my reception at the South African Police Service wasn't to my liking or didn't help out, including myself. So we are calling out on South African Police Service also to get the training needed to become sensitized on how to work with a victim or a survivor, or even to try and stop these. Often women will say that they called in to report an abuse. I had a case this morning where she reported the abuse, and she called in and the call was hung up 3 times. And now, because she's trying to protect herself with a firearm, she just pointed the firearm, she's actually getting arrested. So things like that need to stop. We want everyone to come and get involved. We ask that you follow us on Free World Initiative on Facebook, where most of the information will be. That's also where the live streaming will be. You come on the day, you can let us know that you're coming. It is an open space, therefore the COVID restrictions are not as strict as if it was in a closed space. We do ask that we remember that we are dealing with a minor. we remember that we need to protect her for as long as we can. That's why we're not releasing her name either for now. We need to provide support to the family, because the most difficult thing for a survivor is that idea that, have I done anything wrong? So bringing the support around her on the day, just to show her that she's done nothing wrong, and that most importantly, we believe her and we are behind her. So we are calling on everyone who will be around Randburg or who can reach us in Randburg. And if not, they can contact us on WhatsApp 084-865-0410, so that we can make some sort of arrangement. Or as I said, on our Facebook page, Free World Initiative, they can find us there and they can communicate with us if they have any questions around the protest for the 3rd of December, 8 o'clock at the Randburg Magistrate Court.
Lebogang, thank you so much for coming on. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having us. And thank you for standing behind us. It is very important. We salute you for that.
Absolutely. Good day further. All right. So that's Lebogang Motau there on the phone line with us. She's the founder of Free World Initiative.
#We love #1 sports digital radio station in Africa.